Coming to you live from the stop off between the Bay Area and Tahoe, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now wishing he were somewhere cooler too, here's Nate.
Hey peeps, back for another show. Happy Friday, everybody.
Friday.
I'm in love with you. That's a song.
Once again, coming to you from just across the river. So not in Midtown Sacramento. If the show sounds a little different, that's why. We've gotten out of the Midtown vibe.
Does it smell like we're underwater? That could happen.
It could happen, but we're on the second floor, so we're safe.
Hopefully.
Coming up on the show today, Reddit has answers on how to please your man. Rihanna, a powerful woman or just a silly girl. And Joe Francis is a dick.
News flash.
So not news then.
Oh no, it's a whole new level of Joe Francis being a dick. But that's it. So anyway, let's get going with the show. Ted, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I've had donuts to eat. I've had mimosas. All's well.
Becca, still doing well?
Yeah, Ted and I just split a jelly donut. And I just realized that last week you asked me how I was doing, and I was like, Christiana and I just got frozen yogurt. And now I'm like, Ted and I just split a donut. So apparently, I don't know. Like,
we're sugar
sweets,
addicts.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, it's cool. Carbs. Christiana, you cool with us hanging out here?
Yeah, it's okay. Great. It's great on this side of the river. It's lovely.
Isn't it nice to do the podcast when you don't have to drive home afterward?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best part.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'm much more like awake too.
Oh, yeah. You guys all going to come out to Carmichael sometime so Ted and I can have that experience?
Maybe.
That's a good idea, live from Carmichael with the kitten.
If you can get Carmichael Dave, I'll come to Carmichael. Oh. Otherwise, no.
Do you know him?
No, I don't. If I knew Carmichael Dave, then I could have him come to me, but I don't.
Well, then he wouldn't be Carmichael Dave. Well, he would be, but...
He could be Midtown Dave.
He'd be out of his element.
Yeah. You know who also lives in Carmichael that we do run into a lot is John Alston. So maybe would Carmichael John Alston work?
Yeah, I don't know. Is he bitter today? That's really the question. Anyway.
He's a celebrity.
Sort of. So he used to be a celebrity.
He's no Newton Carruthers, but who is?
No, not a Newton Carruthers. This I found interesting. One of the first lessons that you learn in English class is that context is everything. That same holds true for Spanish. Now take the case of Patrona Smith. She says in a lawsuit that she was fired from teaching at Bronx PS 211 in March 2012 after a seventh grader reported that she used the N-word. That's according to the New York Post. Negro. Smith doesn't deny using the word. But she argues that everyone uses it when speaking Spanish. She was teaching Spanish words for different colors, and the color black in Spanish is negro.
Hey.
Yes?
Shenanigans. I doubt that's why she was fired. I really doubt it. This is too stupid.
It's according to the lawsuit, though. She also
according to her lawsuit, mm-hmm, sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she got fired and would like her job back and is finding a way to file a lawsuit about it.
She is from the West Indies and is also black, or negro, if you're speaking Spanish. So, yeah, it's just one of those weird things. I'm like, really? Really? In 2013, we're getting to this.
Oy.
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't know. I just wanted to start the show with that because it's silliness. Silliness.
It is silly.
Speaking of silliness, John McCain was grilling Apple's top brass over the company's offshore tax avoidance practices. But then he sort of went to a more personal thing. He said, I'm out of time, but what I really wanted to ask is, let's just hear what John McCain had to say.
Why does my computer not boot up when
I'm
I turn it on?
Out of time, what I really wanted to ask is why the hell I have to keep updating the apps on my iPhone all the time and why you don't fix that. And I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sir, we're trying to make them better all the time.
Thank you. We have only 5 minutes left, I believe, on a roll call.
Wow, it was closer than I thought.
You were.
Why do you need to update your apps on your phone?
Yeah, yes, Ted, you're the tech expert. Why does John McCain keep have to update?
Well, there's a couple of reasons for it. One, you might have new features. Two, you might have a security hole you need filled up. You know, those are the two reasons.
But Ted, when are they going to fix that?
Yeah, oh. When are you going to fix that?
I don't know, dude. You need one of those phones that they advertise on the back of Art Magazine with the really big print. So maybe that's ages. I've been ages to the past couple of days. I'm
you
sorry.
Have.
I'm going to stop.
Yeah, my dad has a jitterbug. That thing never changes.
What's a jitterbug?
Jitterbug is a phone company designed specifically for older people. It flips open, it has large buttons, and it's incredibly simple. It bridges the gap that has existed between Fisher Price and actual phone. But it does what he needs it to do, which is he has a cell phone that he can use, and he can have a certain number of minutes per month, and he can up it or lower it whenever he wants. So it's super flexible, and there's no contract, so that's a nice part of it. But yeah, that's the jitter. If you've seen the ads on TV, they're hilarious. But
Who has an iPhone, just out of curiosity? Anyone?
No.
Okay. I mean, I actually don't know how often the updates come down, but I mean, I don't think the iPhones are so riddled with security errors that they get so many of these things.
I mean, I have little update notifications for my apps all the time. I don't only run them every so often.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. Sorry, McCain.
No, it happens all the time. I just like, let's see. I've got the top brass from Apple here. I'm going to talk to them about tax avoidance. But I've only got a second left. What can I get in? Why do I keep having to update my apps?
Why are those kids on my lawn still?
You know, if he hadn't spent all that time in a Vietnamese prison camp, you would probably, you know, we would unload on him a little bit more. But he gets a little bit of a pass.
Oh, for sure.
He gets a prison camp pass.
For sure.
He's a maverick.
He is. He's not a Sarah Palin maverick, but he is a maverick.
I don't know if he is a maverick. Whatever.
On the East Coast in New Jersey, it's been crazy. There have been 13 TGI Fridays accused of faking premium liquor. We go now to NBC New York for the investigation.
Buy the drink.
And they say it's premium. It should be premium.
Not the case at some New Jersey bars and restaurants. The attorney general accuses nearly 30 establishments of serving cheap liquor at premium prices just to make a profit.
It's a ripoff.
A year-long sting driven by customer complaints and undercover drink testing ended today when investigators confiscated the top-shelf bottles from 29 restaurants and ordered owners to hand over records. Of all the places cited, the biggest culprit, TGI Fridays.
These type of chains are most accessible to the general public.
The franchise released this statement saying they were working closely with the franchisee and owner of the cited locations to review and investigate these serious allegations.
It was a big shock.
Big shock that you believe or don't believe?
I don't believe it.
Unbelievable claims, it says Blackthorn and Parsippany. A manager told me off camera it's simply not true, and he feels the restaurant was unfairly targeted. That echoed by this longtime customer.
And I see them pour it. I'm like, oh, there's my Captain and Coke, you know, whatever I drink. I was fine with it. It was just, I never even suspected anything.
Because I couldn't tell the difference anyway.
Is on the list. Uh-huh. It's still serving alcohol tonight, as are all the restaurants cited. They say that's because they haven't been charged with anything. The Attorney General's office is holding a news conference tomorrow.
So, yeah, they come out. We found all of this fakery going on, but they can keep serving because we haven't accused them of anything. It'll be fine.
I didn't know there was still TGI Fridays because the ones in this area disappeared.
Yeah, a lot of them did close, but how sad is it that that's the only place you have to drink? I mean, what happened to the neighborhood bar where you can just go and drink?
So was the lesson from this, like, if you're drinking, like, booze with Coke, just get the, like, bargain booze because you can't really taste it anyway?
Yeah, you should. Well,
I think the lesson is that's what you're getting anyway.
Right. So, like, I mean, really, at what point is it important to drink top shelf stuff? Like, only if you're, like, sipping it or doing, you know what I mean?
I say save the top shelf stuff for home. Get a bottle of good stuff for home, because then you know that you've gotten it for home. And by the way, you can get a bottle of top shelf stuff for home for the cost of maybe two or three drinks of it at a bar.
That's true.
So true.
So it'll last you a lot longer. It just makes a lot more sense. Or stick to beer, because they're not putting out fake beer, unless you're drinking Bud Light or Coors Light, because that's not real beer.
It's Calistoga.
Some spilled some wheat chaff in.
I actually like my beer to taste like mineral water, so I'm down with that.
Okay. Speaking of funny tasting things, Kesha drank her own pee on TV.
That's not
Kesha,
necessary.
I love you.
What, did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, but I don't know. I used to work at this. Well, I've worked a couple of times at, like, resorts where a lot of, like, new agey healthy people go.
Oh, no.
And there are plenty of people who drink their own pee as, like, therapy. So this wasn't that shocking to me. This is, like, a thing that a certain subset of America does.
Yeah, but the Parents Television Council is not okay with it.
Oh. I'm not okay with anything.
Yeah.
Who cares? I want to play the Parents Television Council. The Who the Hell Cares?
Oh, let me see if I can find that
it's
one
for them, specifically for them.
Oh, this one.
Oh my God! Who the hell cares?
That one.
Yeah, and a press
I can't figure out why the Parents Television Council has lost all of their remotes and can't turn the TV off and tell their kids not to watch stuff.
In a press release issued in advance of the show's airing, the PTC president, Tim Winter, declared, "It is an outrage that this kind of thing is disgusting, vile content being subsidized by each and every cable subscriber." He also questioned why customers should be subjected to this. Just so they can get access to Disney, Discovery, and the Golf Channel? I think we know what he watches.
Don't they know they can block all of that with even the most basic cable box these days? Mm-hmm. They don't have to turn on. Why am I even pretending?
We have no choice.
Ironically, in an interview with a Hollywood Reporter, Kesha said she did it because she heard it was good for you, which actually has some merit in the medical community. So, yeah. Basically, here's my whole thing. If a group has the word parents or children in it, they're usually high-handed dicks who just want to dictate their own morality to everybody, pretty much. Except the Children's Television Workshop.
We love them.
Yeah, they're okay.
That's different.
It is. That's
I'm pretty sure the Parents Television Council hates them, though.
Yeah. So. Oh, probably. A bunch of pot-smoking hippies. That's what they do. Good news, Politico's out there. Our old friend Anthony Weiner has gotten back into the political game.
Into the race.
And
I think you should say he inserted himself back. Never mind. Don't say it.
Well, I think you just did.
Okay.
He's decided to launch his mayoral campaign, and here's the reaction to it.
Others smacked him down.
I've known Tony for a long time. He's addicted to the cameras.
But while most other Democratic candidates were out in public attending a Cranes debate this morning, Anthony Weiner could only be found online, launching his race in a more carefully controlled way.
Every day starts right here.
I love when they said he could only be found online. They had a picture of an empty director's chair just sitting there. And isn't online really where his problems started?
Yeah.
Introducing Anthony Weiner, the family man.
And it's the best part of my day.
In the 2-minute Weiner for Mayor video campaign launch, Weiner is busy raising a family and thinking about the struggles of the middle class.
But it's getting harder and harder every day. Some of the highest rents in the country. Went up 20% the last 2 years alone.
The rent is too damn high.
It'll cost you $1 million.
Toward the end of the video, we find the...
So basically, Anthony Weiner is that you want to buy, it costs you over $1 million. Anthony Weiner, I'm here to drive down your property values.
Nah.
So he went on.
Obligatory reference to the Twitter scandal many New Yorkers just can't forget.
Look, I made some big mistakes. I know I let a lot of people down.
With my penis.
But I've also learned some tough lessons.
Huge.
Yet
throbbing
another
mistakes.
Poll today finds Weiner in second place in the Democratic primary, trailing a slipping frontrunner, Christine Quinn, who's gone out of her way to ignore the Weiner factor altogether.
Do you think there'll ever be a time where you actually talk about Anthony Weiner in a question about Anthony Weiner?
Why should I talk about anybody but myself? I'm the one running for mayor here.
Welcome to the race.
Aside from a very gracious Bill Thompson, who may have the least to lose from Weiner's candidacy, Weiner rivals are taking their share of pot shots.
He's made it official. Hopefully this media circus will subside.
Republican candidate George McDonald said if Anthony Weiner wants to regain the trust of New Yorkers and redeem his bizarre and deviant behavior, he should start by putting his money where his mouth is and leave the taxpayers' money alone.
What? So there you go. Anthony Weiner for mayor. It's just so odd.
Name recognition goes a long way, I guess.
I think he can't be allowed to say it's getting harder and harder every day. Like, somebody on his staff who writes his speeches, like, the thesaurus time, like, it's getting more and more difficult, you know? I mean, you just be careful because everybody's going to soundbite the crap out of this guy.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Hold on, let me vamp for a second while I look for this.
Vamp.
Suddenly I thought about painting my nails that really popular color from like the early 2000s. Remember vamp?
Vamp.
No.
It was like super dark, like blood black.
All right, let's see if I can find, let me see if I found this one.
How's he in second place?
Because the lead candidate is a female, so come on, guys.
Well, and she also, she's been in the race for a while. So here's what they did at Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
Here's a big local story. This morning, Anthony Weiner. He announced on YouTube that he will, in fact, run for mayor of New York City. And given what's happened to him, you'd think he'd be more careful with his word choices. Take a look.
Here we go.
And if you're trying to run a business on a neighborhood shopping strip like this one, it's getting harder and harder every day. The very people that put everything they had into this city are getting harder and harder every day. We can make a difference if we're willing to get harder and harder every day.
God.
Look, I made some big mistakes, and I know I let a lot of people down. But I'm getting harder and harder every day.
So there you go. To your point. To your point.
I could be a writer for Jimmy Fallon, everybody.
I think you might
no one else thought of that.
Yeah. You might have been done a better job with that than they did even. I feel like they phoned it in there.
The editing was a little bit weak. Yeah. But yeah. Oh well, what are you gonna do?
The Nate Darling Show.
Don't complain.
Cool. Or tool.
Whoa. All right, up first in cool or tool, TGI Fridays. Christiana.
Oh, Tool, but so are the people who order like a Patron and a mixed drink at a TGI Fridays.
Fair. Becca.
Oh, TGI Fridays? I actually miss them. I grew up with them. I used to eat their potato skins and bottomless vanilla Cokes. Where did you go, TGI Fridays?
They have a delicious like pecan crusted chicken salad.
I believe you can get them at the in the freezer section of your local grocery store. Ted?
I don't think Becca actually said what she... Did you say cool? I think, aside from this shenanigans, I like TGI Fridays just fine. I have no beef with them, so they're cool to me.
Yeah. I mean, they're fine. If you're drinking at TGI Fridays for top shelf stuff, that's your bad. Mm-hmm. Up next in cooler tool, Kesha. Becca, what say you?
Oh, super cool. I love her.
Ted?
She's fine. I have really no strong opinion, so cool enough for me.
Christiana.
Ugh. Whatever. But the Parents Television people are tools.
Ah.
Kesha is a dirty, dirty tool.
Ooh.
And I love her.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing. Call me. Anyway, finally, a cooler tool. Anthony Weiner. I know this is a gimme. Ted?
A big, throbbing tool.
Becca?
You know, just to be a little bit counterintuitive, I will go cool because I think it takes a lot of nerve to just be like, you know what? I'm going to stay in politics after what happened. So
a lot of balls.
Let's see what happens. That's right. He has a lot of balls.
Yeah.
Christiana?
Fucking men. Whatever. He's a tool.
Is this just because he's probably going to overtake the lady who's leading with her hair, with her Pete Rose haircut?
Yeah.
Okay.
Partly.
Because she does have a Pete Rose haircut.
It's bullshit. We see this all the time. It's ridiculous to me.
Wangenstein.
I don't know why we reward people with higher office when they don't necessarily deserve it.
You've swayed me again. Tool. I'm changing it to tool.
Wow, you are easily manipulated.
No, Christiana is just, she's very thoughtful. I'm on a jelly donut high, and she's got like some serious,
wait,
you know, consideration.
To clear that sugar out of your mind, Becca, come on.
Anthony Weiner is absolutely a tool, but that doesn't mean he wouldn't be a good mayor of New York. So
maybe it's a prerequisite to being a good mayor of New York.
You know, entirely possible. I mean, there is something to be said for, you know, being kind of a dick to be able to get stuff done in certain situations.
He's got chutzpah. I'll give him that.
He does. And he's one of your people, too, right?
Oh, don't bring that up.
What?
I don't know. He may be.
Not all Jewish people can be awesome.
That's true.
If I were him, I would have swapped the vowels of my name so I could have been Anthony Weiner.
Oh.
I would have just told people it was pronounced that way from the get-go when I decided I wanted to be in politics. Like, I used to know this guy in high school, and his last name was spelled P-E-N-I-X, and he was always like, Penix. You know, like, you just go with Penix. You know, you just go with Weiner.
Just to clear it up.
Just tell people.
Yeah, no, nobody would... Nobody would go with that. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going with Penix. Sorry. And Weiner. Penix and Weiner.
In 2015.
Now, we often encourage you, in fact, every show, to shop Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. But there is a point where we have to say, maybe you've gone too far. IRS worker has been using federal plastic for Amazon buys. Government credit card paid for a shipping spree. Mm-hmm. Entrusted with a government credit card, an IRS worker allegedly used plastic for years-long Amazon.com shipping spree that netted her hundreds of items, including chocolate fondue fountain, Bollywood movies, Pampers, Harlequin romance novels, Omaha steaks, apple bottom skinny jeans, mango body wash,
apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur, and the whole government's looking at her.
And a Ginsu knife set. But I guess if you are going to commit fraud upon the federal government, go to NateDarlingShow.com and click the Shop Amazon tab.
Please.
Would we have to return our proceeds?
No.
So we can just shop it. Oh, never mind. I had a scam, but we'll talk about it later.
Off the air. Also, I want about 50% of her shopping list. Like about every other thing you said, I was like, yeah. And then I was like, no. Yeah, no.
Well, maybe she was shopping for herself and somebody with terrible taste.
I want a chocolate fountain, Bollywood movies, and mango body wash.
No,
but
apple
no, but bottom. No apple bottom jeans or Harlequin romance
boots,
for you.
I don't know if I don't know. Do I have an apple bottom body? I've never tried them on. If they look good on me, sure. Yeah, those two.
I don't know what apple bottom jeans are. So
I don't either. I just know from that song.
Oh, okay.
It's a brand.
Oh, okay. So we don't have to have Becca stand up and give us a show so we can determine.
No.
I don't think any of us know. I've never even seen a pair of apple bottom jeans.
I bet we have. We just don't know.
If only we had some internet access.
I've yeah, definitely seen boots
with
the
fur. I don't
care.
I have to look it up.
So Yetunde Asini, 37, was named this month in a U.S. District Court felony complaint charging her with embezzling government funds. She has worked since 2000 as a secretary in the IRS office in Lanham, Maryland. According to the court filing, she was given a Citibank MasterCard for the purchase of office supplies for her business unit. However, a probe by the Treasury Department inspector determined that she made scores of unauthorized purchases since being provided the credit card in mid-2009. She provided alternate receipts to approving officials at the IRS to cover up the unauthorized purchases. While the criminal complaint does not itemize the household items and food products purchased from Amazon, the search warrant from her Bowie, Maryland home includes an 8-page inventory detailing the illegal haul, which investigators have valued at $8,515. Some of the more distinctive buys include two plus-size trench coats, a Hello Kitty cosmetic set and dream diary kit, Mac Hottie and Naughty Lash Mascara.
Mac Hottie?
Hottie and
Mac is the brand.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's Haughty.
Grail.
So, Becca, I could see you in that. Nostalgia Electric's RSM, I don't know, 702 Retro Series Snow Cone Maker, a 3-pound party candy and toy pinata, some lanolin nursing cream, 4 pairs of Leverett children's pajamas.
At least she's pro-lactation.
Mm-hmm. She is free on a personal recognizance bond. She faces a maximum of 10 years in prison if convicted on the embezzlement count scheduled for June 12th hearing at the federal courthouse. According to bankruptcy court records, she filed Chapter 13 in 2011, citing liabilities between $50,000 and $100,000. She estimated her assets at less than $50,000, but the judge dismissed the case when she failed to file the required financial disclosure documents. So she apparently has a shopping addiction.
You could go to jail for 10 years of your life for stealing $8,000 worth of stuff. That makes me sad. Like, that's so little gain for what happens to you.
Yeah, because stealing is wrong. They're
right.
It's supposed to work that way. But what's really weird is in California, because of the overcrowding situation, people who do everything but kill people get kicked out early because, we got too many people here.
Can you argue like mental illness, shopping addiction, and have that like reduce your sentence or mitigate the consequences somehow? Is that a legal disease?
I would hope our first offense at least.
Probably not.
I guarantee her lawyer will, if he's smart at all, because you could argue that she wasn't in her right mind because she was driven by her addiction, but still, this it's not going to be a good outcome either way. She's probably, I would doubt she's going to go to jail. That's the maximum. She's not going to have a government job anymore. She's going to find it very difficult to find a job, which is going to mean she's probably going to end up on unemployment and welfare. So 6-1, half a dozen to another. The government's going to be supporting her one way or the other.
Does she have to return the chocolate fountain?
Mm-hmm. I don't know that you can. You have to put that on Craigslist or something. See what you can get for it.
Mm.
So I don't know. But it was just very odd case.
Yeah.
Now, Reddit is a place where you can find all sorts of things. You can find people goading Arizona restaurateurs. You can find
all the conspiracy theories you've ever needed.
Sure.
You can find Ted Sampson's articles from InfoWorld.
Very rarely.
Upvote.
And pictures of Keith Olbermann.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God. Okay. Please, 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 comics. I know you love your memes.
It's not a meme, too. It's just a picture. I don't see
it's
why.
It's a picture with a quote.
Every time now there's a picture with a quote,
yes,
on it, it's a meme?
Yes.
That's not how that works.
No, it's not. But that's that's kind of how it goes. But I was talking to one of my new coworkers, and because he's much more into Reddit than I am. He's like, I just coast on it.
He's a Redditor?
He's not. He just is sort of a provocateur.
Troll.
Because he just looks at it. He doesn't participate.
He's a voyeur.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, got it.
And basically, the thing with Reddit is the Redditors take everything very seriously, but they also mock people who take Reddit very seriously. Like, people go, look, I got this many hits on Reddit, and they mercilessly mock them. So it's this weird self-hating thing that exists. But I've seen a lot of comics go, yeah, I put my joke and picture on Reddit, and it went to number one on the comedy thing. And it's just one of those... It's one of those odd things. But the other thing Reddit's good for is, of course, pictures of cats in boxes, as they call cat traps.
That's the best.
But now they've provided the foolproof guide to pleasing your man. It comes from Ask Reddit. It's where people feel it's appropriate to ask wildly dumb questions and expect totally legitimate answers. Excuse me. Like, why is it so taboo to make fun of fat people for being fat? Why is that called discrimination? In those cases, you learn nothing. But in other cases, you learn that some men prefer getting a hug from behind rather than a blowjob. A girl wanted to do something nice for her boyfriend, so she posted about it on Ask Reddit, which is odd. The boyfriend is working crazy hours at work recently, doesn't have a lot of free time for date nights. She wanted to know if there's anything she can do to surprise him that she's not thinking of, and specifically clarifies with the following statement. Please, no one say BJ. I know that's at the top of everyone's list. So for the most part, she got what she asked for, and here are their top responses. Number one, make decisions for him. Her planning an entire day without me knowing is nothing about it. As someone who makes the majority of decisions, this would be nice.
I get that, and I totally get that.
Ted, what do you, I mean.
If I may be a man for purposes of discussion, I would love that. I do love that. That's great.
Yeah.
I think. My significant other is sitting right next to me, so it's a little awkward to engage in this. But
it's
it's nice to have things planned for you, I suppose, as a surprise. So, and Becca is great at planning things. So, Becca's the best.
I think it's kind of cool especially when you're in the position that you're the one who is in the relationship, the one who's making the decisions all the time, and you've got a lot of different stresses, then when the other person will really step up and go, listen, I have this all planned. Don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about anything. We're leaving it this time. Just get ready and go.
Yeah, like for Mother's Day when they make reservations at the restaurant you're really looking forward to go to. But then that doesn't happen. Just kidding. Love you. Hun,
number,
who's listening.
Number,
sorry.
Number two. This works both ways, but men like it too. Give him compliments. I think you look sexy when you clean the gutters. Have you seen your butt when you take out the trash?
How could you see your butt when you take out the trash?
I love it when you open when you can open jars.
That sounds patronizing.
My girlfriend called me handsome 3 months ago, and it still makes me feel like a stud. So it's true. Women love compliments, but men, we really like compliments too.
I feel like I compliment Ted a lot. I'm always telling him how super cute he is.
She's really good at compliments.
Well, then you're a really good girlfriend.
Well, I know. That's what I've been saying.
I can't help it. He's just cute, and he's like in front of my face a lot, and
I'm standing there all the time.
Masturbating in your shoes.
No,
just making faces. Is this face cute? Oh, this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with the sound effects.
Sorry.
Number three. This is a little bit more intimate. Wash him.
Also, how you deal with a smelly boyfriend. Right.
Trust me, it'll wash the stress away, relax his mind, and fill him with amazing thoughts, and fill him with deep appreciation and a boner.
He'll fill him with a boner? That's awkward.
Well, yeah, if you get in the shower and wash his back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you said fill him with a boner, so it got weird for a second.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just being dumb.
Fair. Number four, provide him with sustenance, a DVD of Blazing Saddles, and a barbecue chicken pizza, a random Nestle Crunch, a case of beer, and a bag of potato chips.
A case of beer.
Muffins, delicious homemade muffins. And then someone wrote chocolate cake and a bottle of whiskey. So basically whatever sort of feeds their soul, you know, what, you know, that one thing that sort of makes that, oh, if I could just sit down and relax for one night and do this, this is what I'd do.
What meal is that for you, Ted?
Oh, the Mexican tortilla soup you make.
Oh, okay. I do that all the time. Yay, good girlfriend points again. Woo!
If there's anything chocolate involved afterwards, I would eat that too.
Okay.
Wink. That's not a wink. I don't know why I winked. Is that cute?
You're like, I want chocolate, if you know what I mean. And I mean, I want chocolate dessert from the store. Yeah.
There's no innuendo here. I just want chocolate.
Number five, massage him. Shoulders, head, back, full body, all specified. I will say this. I went to, and this is nothing boyfriend, girlfriend or anything, but I went to Sport Clips to get my haircut. And I got the MVP, in which you get your haircut. It's all sports related, so it's going ridiculous to be that way.
Okay.
So you get your haircut, and then you get a hot towel with a shampoo and head massage.
Ooh.
And that felt so good to just get the head massage, the whole thing.
Mm.
And then they finish it off with, they've got this vibrating thing that they use on your shoulders and back.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
How much does this MVP cost, if I may ask?
$22.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to Supercuts for whatever, and it's already, I forget how much it costs, 15 something. Anyway.
Yeah. They have haircuts as little as that, but this adds the hot towel and the shampoo.
Oh,
and
yeah. Oh,
the whole yeah thing. So, yeah.
The vibrator.
That's good.
Yeah, it literally is a vibrator thing.
Yeah.
Give him a surprise gift is number six. It doesn't have to be anything in particular, just something she saw that made him think of that he was being thought about. Seven was hug him from behind. Unexpected hugs from behind are very popular and were mentioned multiple times, but naturally this wouldn't be a serious discussion about how to please your man without the conversation then devolving into the fabulousness or lack thereof of oral sex play. Which I won't get into here because you can pretty much figure out where it goes from there. So
I don't know what you mean.
It started out good and then they went to blowjobs.
Gotcha. I knew what you mean actually.
If you know what I mean.
You're just being so coy about it.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I hug Ted from behind all the time. This is super validating me.
Yeah, there she's doing it. She's living the dream.
Or
I'm living the dream.
Here's where it went off the rails. Someone posted, am I the only one who isn't obsessed with BJs? and the responses are, you're a liar and you should feel bad.
What?
Next response, seriously though, they're nice for foreplay and all that, but I prefer actual intercourse over a BJ any day. But that's just like my opinion, man. Gonna have to agree with you on this. BJs are really good. However, I never orgasmed from a BJ.
Wow.
They try, and it's nice. After a while, it's like, okay, let's just fuck already.
It happens.
And then someone follows it up with, but random BJs are best BJs.
Random BJs.
Random. Like, you're just walking down the street. At least Starbucks.
BJ happens. Yeah.
You know, I think that it's great in theory, but I think that would just be frightening. If you're just walking down the street and some random chick just drops down, yanks your pants down, and starts going to town.
Yeah, that's not good. No. That's not good.
No, that's craziness.
That's the worst.
But
there you go.
So Rihanna and Instagram. Did you guys get a chance to look at this picture?
I did.
Rihanna has posted a picture of herself with
can I just say breaking news that Amanda Bynes also just tweeted today, I think recently, that Chris Brown beat Rihanna because she wasn't pretty enough.
Yeah, I see that. I see that as well.
Oh.
More important than Rihanna's ass.
It's equally important.
Well,
it's intertwined. I don't know.
Yeah, she posted a picture on Instagram.
It just looks uncomfortable.
Yeah, she's wearing a red thong and then a pair of jean shorts that have basically had everything cut out of the back except for that thick seam that goes up the middle.
Can we even call those shorts? I mean, it's essentially a jean thong.
It is now, yeah. I'm just going by what they used to be.
Right.
Just to get an idea. It's very, very strange. So I ask you, is Rihanna a powerful woman or just a silly girl for posting something like that?
I don't think that it... I
doesn't... mean.
I think given her career and that's probably not the most shocking thing that she's worn. I mean, her job is to dress provocatively and to be a pop star and be in people's, vision and look sexy. I mean, it seems totally appropriate to her career. If she was did not have that job, if she was doing something else in life and was like, hey, by the way, here's my ass, like, that might seem a little weird. But considering who she is and what she does, it seems fine.
All right. Had some rain yesterday in parts of the Bay Area, especially Wesley Chapel. Let's head over to weather with Bobby Desk.
I hate AutoStart on the internet, man. I really do. That's just a preview of Florida Corner. So we'll get to that in a moment. But first, Joe Francis. Remember, he's
a silly girl.
He's a dick. Basically, he had an interview with a Hollywood Reporter, and he's just got a lot of problems with the law. And basically, he's blaming everybody else for it. It's everybody else's fault. It's everybody else did this. Let me see if I can find if this is the right thing. The Hollywood Reporter.
Steamy.
On the day prior to the interview, Joe Francis was convicted by a jury of imprisoning three women in his Bel Air home. Only the latest in a history of litigation that includes its indictment for tax evasion, pleading no contest to child abuse.
Wealthy people don't kidnap
Joe.
And bring them to a party with, you know, 30, 40 people. Just because a jury is mentally retarded and jealous of who I am, you know, that jury, you should be put in jail, you stupid idiots. That's all I have to say. You stupid, stupid idiots. You stupid jury. You should be put in jail or line up and shot. You're idiots. It's sad.
So it wasn't the last thing he had to say.
I mean, that's what they should give the death penalty to, stupid juries. Because
yes.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not that person.
No, you're a total
It's awful.
Douche.
Just to convict
He's
people because you're
totally
jealous
not drunk
of them
or
is
right
retarded.
Now.
And you're a retarded jury, and you should be shot dead. You should. If they had the death penalty for juries, you should be shot.
Wait, what's wrong with the jury and what should happen to them?
By a firing squad.
They're stupid. No. So, wait, did he bring a boombox and set it down before he made this speech? Like, he has, like, smooth jazz that happens behind his...
No, that's the... Anything... Here's the problem with, like, entertainment pieces. They all feel the need to put either smooth jazz or house music behind everything. It's become the soundtrack of our lives. Anyway, Joe Francis is now apologizing for the comments he made in the interview with the Hollywood Reporter.
I deeply regret the remarks attributed to me in the interview with the Hollywood Reporter.
That came out of my mouth.
That's not even the same as my comments.
No, not even.
Fantastic.
Not even remotely. And that's why I wanted to play that, because that was him in his words. The camera pointed at him. He made it a point to look into the camera to say these things.
And it was so repetitive. It wasn't like, whoops, I was just talking and off the cuff, the word stupid slipped out of my mouth or something. It was like over and over again.
Yeah, he used the word retarded at least four times in the whole thing. He says, I am not, nor have I ever been a violent person. So totally out of character.
My comments are appalling, but anyone who's ever been wrongfully convicted of a crime that they did not commit would be as frustrated as I am. So you see.
It's okay. It's perfectly okay.
The comments that were attributed to me
by the video recording, by the recording of me making said comments.
Holy crap. He also said every man who's ever criticized him has a smaller penis.
Mm-hmm.
I want to apologize to all the jurors, the court, the city attorney, and my attorneys for my comments that were manipulated by the media. And please know I'm truly ashamed of my comment, which may or may not have actually occurred based on his apology.
Yeah.
He's really creepy looking.
Yeah, he is.
Dumbass.
His teeth are eerily white.
Well, that's probably because he has the money to have them worked upon.
I know, just too white. too white.
So, yeah, Joe Francis is deeply sorry for the things that he didn't say, but he did say that he's not sure if he said, because I don't know.
The media.
I blame Obama. I don't know if that's what it is, but anyway.
And his tornado machine.
Could be. All right.
You know what I'm talking about.
We didn't have it last show, but it's back. It's time for Florida Corner.
Yay.
Go down to Clearwater, Florida. This is fun. It's not Florida people. It's first one's Florida cat.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a typical story of a cat with a
is
head.
Is that actually an alligator?
No.
Swerve.
It's a 400-pound cat and a hairball so large it can only be surgically removed.
Yeah.
Ty the Tiger underwent the procedure last week at the Blue Pearl Veterinary Partners Emergency Hospital. The hospital says Vernon Yates with the not-for-profit Wildlife Rescue and Rehab brought the 17-year-old male jungle cat to see a specialist last week after the tiger had not eaten on its own for nearly 2 weeks. A doctor performed an ultrasound and took x-rays before using a scope with a camera to determine the problem, which appeared to be a giant hairball. He said Ty sheds quite a bit this time of year, which may be why the hairball is bigger than usual. The hairball was too large to be removed using the scope, so Ty was scheduled for surgery. The hospital tells 10 News Wednesday afternoon that it appears to be a success and Ty is resting comfortably. And that hairball, it weighed in at 4 pounds and was approximately the size of a basketball.
This kind of makes me a little bit bilious.
Wow. I hope there's a museum for that kind of thing.
Ew.
The hairball museum.
Great ballises of the world.
Yates estimate Ty, who is pretty old as far as tigers go, lost about 100 pounds.
Aww.
And he has been force-feeding the animal. He's sort of like my biggest baby, my kid. The tiger means more to me than any cat I have. He founded Wildlife Rescue and Rehab in 1980 and is best known for capturing the mystery monkey of Tampa Bay last year.
I don't know what that is, but that's impressive.
The mystery monkey of Tampa Bay? Well, he was a monkey on the loose in Tampa Bay.
Oh, mystery solved.
Mm-hmm. And now from Florida cat to Florida Hulkster.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right. Hulk Hogan stopped by to do the weather one morning at a local Tampa station.
I'd have a little help this morning doing the weather. Mr. Hulk Hogan, ladies and gentlemen, come on over.
All right, brother, let me put the shades on. First, a magic trick.
Oh.
Now you see.
Hulk is wearing a leopard print head bandana.
There you go, man. There you go. We're
okay.
Good.
We got it set up for you.
How do you do the weather with your sunglasses
on?
Okay,
so you see yourself there.
I got it.
You see yourself over there. Okay. And in fact, right over there is Rocky Point. That's what I do all the
time. Rocky Point?
What's in Rocky Point?
It looks like Hogan's Beach parking lot.
Right there. That's right.
Man,
and the weekend forecast?
Beautiful, like Macho Man would say, ooh, yeah, beautiful all weekend, brother.
Now, let's take you out to the beach. I can't do it. I won't even try.
Okay, go for
look
it.
At this view we've got. Step
right.
out just a little bit back to behind you there.
Brother.
Yeah, so that's all you really
back
need.
Back to behind you there.
That's all the Hulk Hogan we really need.
He's just shilling his new store, right?
He's doing a lot of things.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Yeah, so in Florida, tigers have hairball surgery and Hulk Hogan does the weather.
Good job, Hulkster. Glad you're keeping busy.
Thanks, Florida.
I like those Florida stories.
Yeah,
they didn't make my heart hurt for humanity.
Ah, good point.
Yeah, well, I tried to go a little lighter this time.
I dig it.
Yeah, every now and then we need a break from the, you know, the drugs and the penis, but we'll get threesomes
with the knives.
Yeah. So last week we talked about Amy's baking company which went on Kitchen Nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the saga is not over because the co-owner of Amy's baking company is now facing deportation.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sammy, the old husband, yeah, he's got some issues.
Well, the kitchen nightmare for Amy's baking company is getting worse. The restaurant is back open tonight after its disastrous appearance on Fox's Kitchen Nightmares. But Bram Resnick has learned exclusive new details about the owner and why he may not be in this country for long. Bram?
That's right, Lynn Sue. I've learned that Sammy Buzgalo, an Israeli citizen, could be kicked out of the United
One
States
yours,
after
Ted.
A deportation hearing yesterday. I've
Israeli
also
citizen.
Learned that international records show he is already banned from two other countries. I asked Sammy today about his immigration problems, but if you've watched the Kitchen Nightmares video, you already know what Sammy's answer was.
Sammy Buzaglo in person.
No.
Why is the government trying to deport you, sir? Why is the government trying to deport you, sir? Sounds a lot like Sammy Buzaglo on Kitchen Nightmares with Chef Gordon Ramsay.
Don't with me.
Yeah, I will with you. Who the you think you are?
Oh my God, Sammy's trying to hurt him.
He and wife Amy Buzaglo were reopening Amy's baking company in Scottsdale on Monday after their disastrous display on Kitchen Nightmares.
You sir, go, you
The question now, how much longer will Sammy Buzaglo be around?
It's not your problem, it's nobody's problem.
Why were you in immigration court?
It's not your problem.
Wow.
It's not your problem.
Buzaglo's attorney confirms he was at a deportation hearing Monday in Phoenix's U.S. Immigration Court. The removal process has been going on for more than 2 years, the attorney says. Wow. The 63-year-old Buzaglo could be kicked out of the country.
The story is known already 20 years ago. 30 years ago it's known.
The deportation case appears to stem from Buzaglo's record in Europe. Information obtained by 12 News through a high place source with international law enforcement ties shows Buzaglo may be under ICE investigation because he did not disclose his past on his U.S. immigration petition. That past in Europe includes a criminal history of drug distribution, threats, and extortion. The record also shows that France and Germany no longer allow Buzaglo into their countries.
Damn. He's been banned from Germany.
Oh, that's, you know, well, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, there's more after that, but that's all you need to know. He's been banned from France and Germany, and soon he may be deported.
Well,
back to the Holy Land.
Power to him. Or not. I don't know. That's just a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, part of me wants to feel bad, but he's such a dick.
Oh, he is a dick. I know.
Just such a dick.
I just, like, when this whole Amy thing blew up, I was just a little appalled by how much hatred and venom gets, like, shot toward these people. I mean, it's just fun to rile up the trolls and be a troll and just engage with them, but it's so much attention. Like, I hate these people who I don't know because of something I saw about them on TV. That just sucks.
Well, I hate him because he distributed drugs, used threats, and extortion.
Well, that's...
Yeah. And is banned in Germany.
But we just learned that now.
Yeah. I mean, I had a sense about him before.
Oh, I'm sure he wasn't a great person, but, you know, I don't know. Of all the things he's so outraged about, you have to comment on it. You can probably go sign a petition or something or send a letter to your senator.
Well, that'll do a lot of good.
About standing out of the country.
Petitions, yeah.
I don't know. That's just me on my high horse.
Dude at whitehouse.gov, if they get 10,000, they have to reply. This story out of Colorado, sort of, it made me sad, but it amused me at the same time. Meet Taylor Powers. She's a 21-year-old college student. She had to be rescued off a Colorado mountain after she ingested mushrooms, stripped off her clothes, and scuffled with two classmates with whom she'd been hiking. After receiving a 911 call that a female hiker was high on mushrooms and in distress, Boulder County Sheriff's Office deputies and other assorted rescue personnel, 35 total, by the way, responded. Powers was located by a park ranger who discovered that the University of Colorado undergrad had removed all of her clothing and was being restrained by two male companions. That could appear to be more sinister than one would think. Rescuers had to handcuff the unruly Powers, who struggled as she was placed in a rescue basket. Cited for unlawful consumption of a controlled substance, Powers was transported to a hospital where she was treated and released last night. Further charges are pending against the others involved. She's a communications major, has not commented on her weekend adventure on her Facebook page, which includes hiking and skiing photos. I don't think that's one I'd put on my Facebook page.
No. Here I am naked in the rescue basket. Like, yeah, no.
Ah, so how was your week? How was your hiking weekend? It was hiking. I mean, and they found her Facebook picture, but that's one of those weird things. It's like, yeah, I went hiking this weekend, tripped on shrooms, stripped naked, got rescued.
It's the usual.
Yeah, the usual. Same old, same old. So drugs are bad is
okay.
Pretty much the message on that one. As we've learned from everybody, drugs are bad, bad. Clothes. Yeah, close that. Yeah. You know what else drugs are bad for? Smuggling. Smuggling is bad. Smuggling drugs is bad.
Yeah.
Smuggle something legal, everybody. It's much safer.
If it's if it's legal, you don't have to smuggle it.
I know. That's why it was a stupid joke.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the thrill of smuggling without the crime and punishment that goes with it.
You can play Smuggler's Blues while you do it and feel kind of badass.
Like the pleasure of having something jammed inside your...
Oh, that's a whole different... Is that the only way to smuggle something?
I don't know.
No, it's not. We'll actually get that... we'll get to that in just 1 second here.
I jumped the gun. Sorry.
Yeah, just... No, that's okay. It's actually... We're just settling up with that. But since you mentioned playing Smuggler's Blues, we'll go ahead and do that. 22-year-old Pennsylvania woman who texted a friend that she was smuggling cocaine and heroin in my coochie... Across the
everybody,
Mexican...
Everybody, I'm smuggling cocaine and heroin. Tweet, hashtag, hope I don't get arrested. Like, what?
In my coochie across the Mexican border has pleaded guilty to a federal drug charge. I'm just going to give her first name. Samantha was arrested in January after she attempted to walk back into the U.S. from Tijuana via a border crossing. A drug detection dog alerted to... to a narcotics odor emanating from her groin area. Okay, is it that really unusual for a dog to go right for the groin area?
That's a dog behavior.
Yeah, so I don't know that that's really a convictable offense. But anyway, a subsequent search revealed that she had a condom filled with 100 grams of cocaine within her vaginal cavity. Yes. So, first of all, good that you're using a condom.
Right.
Not for that.
Bad that you're filling it with drugs instead of penis. During questioning, she comped to drug smuggling in exchange for compensation from a male companion with whom she was arrested. Additionally, an examination of her cell phone turned up a damning text message to an unidentified recipient that revealed what she was up to. The aforementioned, "I'm smuggling cocaine and heroin in my coochie."
Wow, that's such a bad idea. I mean, Facebooking it and doing it, both. But.
Well, it was a text.
You shouldn't do that either.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm sorry, texting, face, whatever.
Criminal mastermind.
Putting it out there.
if you're going to be a criminal mastermind, just don't go ahead and text people that you're going to...
Hide your tracks.
Yeah, hide them. That's good. So, smuggler's blues. So, yes, you can smuggle somewhere other than your anal cavity.
Well, that doesn't help me because I don't have a vaginal cavity.
Well, I'm wondering if the anal cavity wouldn't have been a better choice, though, because it's a little more airtight. I wonder if the dog would have noticed.
Right. I don't know. Mine's not airtight. Air escapes from there
all
the time.
Yeah, yeah, but you know what I mean. I don't know.
You saw what I did there? It's terrible.
Plus, the smell of one's butt might throw the dog off. I don't know if that's
I don't know, though, because dogs also pretty good about jamming their nose into butts, too. I don't think any part of this was well thought out.
I think false bottom suitcase. Maybe next time.
Oh, the dog would get that, though.
No, but what if it... I mean, they must have some technology that can defeat a dog in airtight suitcase technology, don't you think?
There's got to be a way to defeat a dog.
I don't know.
Wrap everything in bacon?
That sounds like a really weird video games challenge. You know what I mean?
Fool the dog.
It's like, how can you do that? I mean, there must be a way to top the dog. You know, like defeat the whatever.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So, I don't know. I don't play... I play sports video games. I don't...
There's no dogs in your video games.
No.
Or with mine. Always no. Dog sniffing drugs.
Wait. Release the Kraken. I don't know what that is. Anyway. Yeah. Time for Small Town News.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small Town News.
Yeah, the show's going to be a little shorter this time than last time, so deal with it. It's still the same cost. It's still free to you.
If it's shorter, this isn't a Gordy Little column.
No, okay. Not at all.
See what I did there? Because he always rambles on and on.
You got
and on
it.
And on and on and
popcorn.
this is... this comes to us from the state of Maine. That's my confusion on the last show. Where the governor tells the governor is essentially a small child. He's told legislative leaders that he's moving out of the state house where his office is because of censorship. Democratic legislative leaders said Thursday that Republican Governor Paul LePage told them that he would move his office from the state house in a protest over not being able to have a television display outside his office. But LePage said his staff would remain until partisan leaders of the legislature chose to evict them.
He just said he's not coming to work for a while, you guys. That's all he said. My staff is all going to stay there. I'm just moving my office to the pool.
Because I can't
be.
Democrats said LePage was angered when he was not being allowed to place a television screen outside his office displaying the number of days it had been since he submitted a budget to the legislature, and also the number of days since he offered a plan to pay off approximately $484 million in state Medicaid debt to hospitals. Democrats said that violates longstanding state house rules. The LePage administration called it censorship. The repeated attempts by Democrats to stifle debate on bills and prevent me from speaking in front of the Appropriations Committee is a disturbing pattern of censorship that should concern all Mainers, he said in a prepared statement. Now that they are saying that the governor of Maine cannot have a TV in the waiting area, Maine Democrats are taking their cue from the Obama administration in Washington, which has violated the free speech rights of American citizens and used the power of the government to silence those who disagree with them.
Yep,
if I have to remove myself from the toxic climate of censorship by the Democrats in the State House to defend the taxpayers of Maine, that's what I will do.
You are a confused individual.
Yeah.
It's interesting to me that his office is in the State House. Also in California, the governor's office is only in the Capitol at the pleasure of the legislature.
Yeah,
it has no actual claim to it.
in Vermont,
there's a favor.
Yeah, in Vermont, the governor's office is in the state house as well. It's a convenience thing.
Yeah,
because the governor and the legislature need to work together to make laws and run the state and all that
jazz.
Apparently not. Not in Maine. He went on to say, my staff will continue to do their part in their current offices until such time as the partisan leaders of the legislature choose to evict them. They're not evicting them, you dick. You bloated dickweed. Anyway.
Cocaine and heroin.
I'm going to go ahead and vote here and see. There's a question.
Cool.
Should he be allowed to display the TV outside of his office? It's very close, actually. The no's are winning 51.17% to 48.83%.
Who's voting on this?
It's in the newspaper.
And do they know that it's not, I mean, it's not a TV screen. It's like a monitor to put something that he wants
PR.
It's not like I want to play the news 24/7 or something like that.
Yeah, it's a difference of 39 votes right now. So that's how close and divisive it is. It is. It's very small. Even though it's a whole state, it still falls under small town news. So thank you. Thank you, Maine. You're not Florida, but you're on the other end of the East Coast. That's where we keep you, right up there at the top.
Just another dangly
bit. We only let you touch New Hampshire for a reason, so that you don't infest the rest of us.
What reason is that? Hey, New Hampshire.
Yeah,
how are you doing?
Exactly. All right, everybody.
New Hampshire's like hugging it from behind.
Mm. Aw.
It is.
New Hampshire's a good girlfriend.
That's right.
It is. It does what it's supposed to do.
Wait.
What?
All right, everybody. You have a great weekend. That's going to wrap up another episode of the Nate Darling Show. Remember, for all of your Father's Day shopping needs at Amazon, go to NateDarlingShow.com first. Click the Shop Amazon tab. Shop away. Saves you money. It supports the show, and it doesn't cost you anything extra.
Do it.
Enjoy some Rick Springfield. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Shake, sink your teeth in my skin. I'm